Hello there, Stephen Baker speaking. Good to be able to speak with you again, and thank you for listening to seekthetruth.org.uk. It's really good whenever you start to take an interest in spiritual things and to think about the issues regarding your soul and about God. I was thinking today really about a little article I saw on the BBC website about a judge, a high-profile Spanish judge, has gone on trial accused of violating a 1977 amnesty law by investigating civil war and Franco-era crimes. This gentleman, Baltasar Garzón, is accused of overstepping his powers by trying to prosecute crimes committed between 1936 and 1975. I don't know the ins and outs of the case, and really I suppose I couldn't take and make a proper judgment, but it does seem strange that a judge is being prosecuted for doing what it is his job to do, to ensure that justice takes place, to ensure that law and order is maintained, to ensure that things that have been done are dealt with properly. We do have a strange kind of mindset when it comes to thinking about the law, to thinking about the law in respect of God and respect of ourselves. We like to keep our judiciary under control, and yet there's a sense in which they are there above us and making decisions based on the laws that are on the statute book of our particular country, and they're supposed to operate within those guidelines. How would we really feel if it was really put to us clearly that God is the ultimate judge and he has set the rules on his statute book and he does hold us accountable and he is going to judge us on the basis of that law in a future day? A very, very old man, a man who has a lot to do with faith in the world, called Abraham, said one day, "Shall not the judge of all the earth do right?" And he had a perception of God that God was a just God, God was a righteous God. When human beings brought sin into the world through Adam, that one man's sin came into the world and death by sin, we violated the law of God, we went against God's authority, we defamed his character by ignoring his instructions and breaking his law. And we can't really just turn back and say, "Well, Adam, that's your fault," because every one of us does that. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. We all break God's law. We go against his judicial system and principles of right and wrong in the moral realm, in the spiritual realm. So how do we stand in relation to God as judge? Well, the Bible says that there is a day of judgment. God has appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness. So there's a day been set aside. God has also appointed the judge. God says that he's appointed a day in which he will judge the world by this man, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we don't know when that day is, but we know this, that our life on earth is the only opportunity we have to get right with the lawmaker, to get right with God. There are no appeals after he has made his judgment. There's no comeback at that stage. That's not the system God works on. God says this, that his son, Jesus Christ, came into the world to save us, to save sinners. He's described with many names and titles, but one of them is this, the Son of Man. And the Bible says the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. So today God can deal with the errors of our ways, the sins of our life, the fact that we are out of touch with God, that we've rebelled against him. God will accept a payment that will provide pardon for us. The payment is this: the Lord Jesus gave himself a ransom for all, to be testified in due time. The Lord Jesus, he paid the price. In judicial terms, he took the sentence, he paid the fine, he dealt with the consequences of the crimes of our sin, our rebellion, our lust, our selfishness, our disrespect of God, our disobedience to the laws of God. Christ paid in person by his death the price that God demanded. Now, he's the only one who qualified because he never broke the law of God. He's God who became a man at Bethlehem through the virgin birth. He came into the world and he lived so that we could see the exemplary life that he lived. He also lived to fulfill ancient predictions so we would know this was all authentic. And he died to deal with sin. And by dying, he paid the price in full. On the third day, the Bible says God raised him from the dead by the Spirit of holiness so that we would know he was the real thing both in life, death and in resurrection. And through this man, Jesus, we can proclaim forgiveness, amnesty, forgiveness on a righteous basis, our sins dealt with through the Lord Jesus. You can know him. If you were to pray and confess your sin, if you understand the burden of your guilt, if you confess your need of a Saviour, and you believe on the Lord Jesus, rest on him, trust in him, he will forgive and keep you. Trust now that God would richly bless you. Thank you so much for listening to this recording today.